upon Eliezer, and he says, "Ki imalartil vilmladi tel he shall go to my land, vilmladi into my birthplace, teleich, vilokach to ishal of nili Yitzchak, and you shall take a wife for my child Yitzchak." Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Mr. Apple, can you see the screen?
I can't see the Rashi. It's not.
Okay, there isn't the there is no Rashi. Okay, there is no Rashi on this pasuk. Let me now. We're gonna look at Unkelus on this pasuk. Give me 1 second. Unkelus on this pasuk. One moment. Every day we have to do it. We have to do it again. Mefarshim. No, that's the wrong one. 1 second, I apologize. Here we go. Here it is. Ooh, what's going on over here? No. Targum, here it is. Targum, Unkelus. Okay, here we go. Here it says over here. Do you see now? Elokin, do you see this Targum on the screen?
Yes, we see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elokin, so therefore, ki means Elokin, but. La'ari, my land. Uliyalodusi, tezil, usisav, itisol, libri, li Yitzchak. The word Elohim means but. Okay, that's a big word to say but. Elohim, but. El Artsi means le'ari to my land. Uli yalodusi. Maladati. Maladati means where I was born. Teilech teizil. And vilokachta means visisav. You shall take an itiso, a wife, levri li Yitzchak, my son Yitzchak. Okay, so it's pretty straightforward. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk, hey.
Vayomer love. No Rashi.
There is no Rashi. No, there's no Rashi in this pasuk. You see, no Rashi. No connections known for Rashi here. Next pasuk. The next pasuk. There's no Rashi either. I just make sure this thing's working. Maybe not. Maybe this thing's not working. There's no Rashi. All these pesukim. There we can lay. We have to. Nope. There's no Rashi on the next. There is no Rashi on the next two pesukim. Pasuk. Hey. The Eved said to him, Ulai maybe lo sefer yishol leches achrei lo el eretz hazois. Ulai means maybe. Maybe lo sefer yishol leches achrei lo el eretz hazois. Maybe this woman's not going to want to go. She will not want to go. Acharai, after me, el eretz hazois. Maybe she will not want to follow me. Hehoshev, oshev, es bincho el eretz asher yotzos misham. What is going to happen if this woman does not want to follow after me to Eretz Canaan? Should I then take your son and bring him Elo Eretz Asher Yotzosa Misha? Now, before we even go learn the Raj, anything, isn't it, what's the question? It almost sounds like that Avram is about to die. It sounds like he's going to die any second. He's going on a mission. And if he fails in the mission, the question is, should I come back and take Yitzchak and bring Yitzchak to Aram Naharayim? What do you mean? If you go there and the girl doesn't want, come back to me and we'll talk about it. We'll find the solution. It almost sounds like this is the last time Eliezer is ever going to see Avraham, and he's saying to Avraham, what should I do? What should I do?
No, he's asking, if the girl says I want to stay here, let him come after me.
So if that's the case, we'll come back and we'll talk about it. Right now, where is Yitzchak right now?
I have to tell the girl. He finds a girl that's a good shit, but she says, I want to stay here. I want to stay in Lakewood. So should I come back and
so come back. If she doesn't want, come back and tell me. We'll talk about it. Why does the decision have to be made right now at this moment in time? Okay, I don't know. Let's see what it says over here. Amar Lei, Avda. The servant said, Eliezer said to Avram, Mo'im. The word mo'im means ulai. That's an unusual word. Mo'im means maybe. Lo sovei tesol meisei basrai la'aru hada. What's going to happen if this woman does not want? The word teve means want, this woman. Lemeisei basrai, to follow after me to this land. Ha'asava osev yos beroch la'aru di nefakta mitamon. Should I go and bring your child to the land that you came out of? In other words, should I go and take your son back? And before we go further, let me get the safe. 1 second. Let me just get the safer. I need the safer. 1 second. Alright, here we are. Let me just see. Let's take a look over here. Anything over here important? This is Bereishis Chayisara. This is Pasuk Hey. So let's see over here. It says anything over here that is earth shattering. Pasuk Hey. It says over here. When they say Unkelus Rogel. Okay, so I'm going to read to you. Okay, you don't have this in front of you because we're doing it now on the computer. Let me read to you over here. Some things. Unkelus Rogel Bahavi Makamis Latagim Lashonis Halicha Shemikra Belashin Bia. Viatam Kemoisha Kasav Harash. Sheyesha Hamikra Mimashish Lashon Bia Bemakam Lashon Halicha. Vechein Meshamesh Lashon Halicha Bemakam Lashon Bia Laman. And if what's put over here? So he's asking over here a question. Lemay say means there are two words. Shalom Tavas Lashon Halicha. I will come on here. Bia. Okay. I don't want to focus on this. Okay, I'd rather go further. Let's go further. Vayomer, and the main point over here is Hashav means to return. What does it mean to come? There's a word to arrive and there's a word to return. It seems like the time over here is interchanging these words. Alright, let's go further. Vayomer Elavam, Avram responds, don't you dare. He shomer lucha pen toshiv es b'nishamo. I don't you dare. Do not ever take my son Yitzchak back to Aram Naharaim. Avraham Avinu was born. He grew up in Aram. Do not take my son Yitzchak back to where I came from under no condition. There's no Rashi on this pasuk either. The Talmud over here says, Vamar le Avraham istamar. Istamar loch means watch yourself, guard yourself. Dilma. Dilma means do not. Do not dare take my son back. Now over here, there's a very unusual word. The word for guard yourself, hishamalacha, is istamar, and it means be careful. Okay, it means be careful. And over here, the letter shin and the letter samach. Okay, this is just a grammatical thing that is which we find in the Targum. Well, the Targum interchanges the letter samach with the letter shin. So instead of Ishtamar, which means to guard, we have the Samach in its place. Pasuk Zayin. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Asher Lekochani Mibes. Very long pasuk. Hashem, who is the God of the heavens. Asher Lekochani that took me. Mibes Aviv, my father's home. Umi Eretz Moladati. Yasher Dibir Li. Yasher Nishbali Lemor. Lezaruch Atenes Eretz Azos. Who promised me this land. Hu Yishlach Malachoy Lefonecho. He will send his angel before you. You will take a wife from my son from there. There's a lot of things going on here in this pasuk. Rashi over here. We have a lot of Rashis over here. A lot of Rashis over here in this pasuk. So let's go through slow. Now maybe we should first learn the Targum first. Okay? Because many times, since we anyway do that, we should just change Minhagim. Since most of the time we find that Rashi is coming to disagree with the Targum, maybe it would be Kedai that we should learn the Targum first. So here we have. Hashem Elokei Shemayim, Hashem Elokei Deshmaya, Di Dabrani Mibes Ovi. What does it mean, Dabrani? It is guided me. Now that right away over here is an unusual translation. It's not the translation you would expect. The word Lekochani means he took me. Over here the Targum is translating Hashem has guided me. A Dabor means a guide.
Like waves, he directed me.
Direction. What do you mean like ways with a Z, you say ways. Okay. Hashem has guided me. A dabor. Dabor is a leader. Dabor echod veloy shnei daborim. A nation needs one leader and not two leaders. So therefore, this is a deviation from the civil translation. Hashem who took me. He translates Hashem, the God of heaven, di dabrani that guided me. Mibes Savi, Umei Eretz Moladati, okay, Mibes Abba, Umei Ara Yaldusi, and from the land of my childhood, okay, that's so far so good. Yasher Diberli, Vidi Maleli, he spoke to me, okay, the word Milel means we had that by in last week's parasha, Mi Mileli Avram, Yasher Diberli, Yasher Nishbali, Vidi Kayemli, the word Kayem always means to swear, Lemei Marseng, so far so good. Livroch to your, now here is Lazar Acha, your seed. The word Lazar Acha is translated as Livroch to your children, okay, to your son. Okay, he's translating the word Zera to Livroch, your son. That's not a literal translation. That's also a deviation. That's not what we would expect Targum to say. Etein es aretz azos, etein yos ado hado, this land. Who? He will send Yishlach Maloche, a messenger, an angel, Kodamach, the Sisav, you will take an Itasa, a woman, Libri, for my son, Mitamon. So the words that are unusual in this pasuk from our reading is the word Di Dabrani, who guided me. That's number one, that's different. And number two, that he takes the word Lazar Acha to your seed, which would simply mean to Livrach. These are the two unusual expressions here in this pasuk. Now, let's go to Rashi. And Rashi is always a response. It's always the rebuttal to the Targum. He always likes to chat up with the Targum. He wrote his commentary based on the Targum. And plus, he adds another thing. Rashi, you know, Rashi is entitled to add in whatever he wants to add in to the Perush of the Pasuk. So, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, Hashem Elokei HaChani, Mibesavi, V'loi Omar V'Elokei HaRetz. Now, this is very important. Here, Targum over here is, this Rashi over here is coming to make an important point. Now, I hold Dvar Torah on this, but it's not for now, maybe on Friday. Hold Dvar Torah on this, and that is in the first Shavu that we learned today in Pasuk Gimel, V'yashpiacha b'Hashem Elokei HaShemayim V'Elokei HaRetz. Okay, that was the first Shavu. Then Eliezer started asking too many questions. And when he asked too many questions, Avraham Avinu, he basically repeated the Shvuah again. And he made another Shvuah. He repeated what he said. Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, Pasuk Zayin, pretty much, is a repetition of Pasuk Gimel. Because Eliezer asked too many questions in Pasuk Hey, he repeated himself. But there is major deviations between what Avraham Avinu said in Pasuk Gimel and what he said in Pasuk Zayin. In Pasuk Gimel, when he refers to Hashem as the Elokei HaShemayim and the Elokei HaRetz. In Pasuk Zayin, when he basically repeats this whole thing again, Hashem, who is the Elokei HaShemayim, he doesn't mention Elokei HaRetz. He omits that. So that's what Rashi points out over here. Hashem, Elokei HaShemayim. Over here, V'loy Omar V'Elokei HaRetz. Ulamal Omar V'yashpiyacha Omar Loy Omar. He did say Elokei HaShemayim. So Rashi says a drush. And the drush is Omar Loy. Avraham said to Eliezer, Achshav Hu Elokei HaShemayim V'Elokei HaRetz. Rashi telling us pshat. When he swore above, he was referring to the present. Hashem now is the God of heaven and the God of earth because I made him known. Shehir galtiv v'fi habrios. I made Hashem known in the mouth of humanity. Avol pasuk zayin. He is reflecting about the past. Avol, but in the past kishel lekochan mibeis avi. In the past, when Hashem took me out of my father's home, he was only the God of heaven, v'loy Elokei HaRetz, and he was not the God of the earth. Shlohayu boy olam akirim boy. Why? The people of the world did not recognize Hashem. At that point in time, he was not known. The people of the world did not know Hashem. So he's again telling us the discrepancy. Above, he's speaking in the present tense. In the present, Hashem is known throughout the entire world. Over here, when he's speaking to Eliezer a second time, he's giving him a history lesson. And in the history lesson, he does not mention Hashem is Elokei HaRetz, because that was before Avraham made Hashem known in the world. Okay, now, Hashem took me on my base Avi, Mecharon, from Charon, Omeretz Meladati, Meor Kastim. Okay, so Rashi being very precise. V'asher Diber Li. Okay, and Hashem spoke to me. Okay, just one second over here. There's some background noise here we have to take care of over here. Okay. Okay, I apologize if I mute anyone. Shleikadin. V'asher Nishba Li. V'asher Diber Li. Now here's where Hashem spoke to me. Okay, Hashem spoke to me. Okay, Hashem spoke to me. Litzorchi. So Rashi over here says Hashem spoke concerning. This was something that was said concerning me. Concerning me. K'may Asher Diber Olai. V'chein kol li v'loi v'lochem hasmuchem eitzel v'or Diber. Mifadoshim loshen al concerning. V'targum shalachem alai. Alohi alehoin. And the translation for these words basically mean the same thing concerning. She'in noifel eitzel Diber loshon li v'loi v'lochem. Ella Eli Elov Aleihem, which basically means concerning. The Targum Shalahem Imi Ime Imhoin, period. Avu Eitzel Amira, but if we have the word Amira, indeed then Noifeloshin Li Veloi Velohem. Then there indeed it does make it mean it spoke to me. Rashi is telling us an amazing yesoit about the difference between the word Diber and the word Amira. We have many different interpretations in really Drushim. What is the difference between the word Dibur and the word Amira? The most popular, by for sure, is Dibur represents harshness. Amira represents softness. And that's why Kois Soymar Lebeis Yaakov V'Sageid Lebeis Yisrael. Rashi there says Lebeis Yaakov Elu HaNoshim. Noshim, you speak to them gently. And Dibur is harsh. You speak with harshness to the men. The men need to be spoken to with harshness. Women, you speak gently. Okay, that's one difference between Dibur and Amira. Rashi reveals another fundamental difference. On the word Dibur is not necessarily spoken directly to the person. Dibur is spoken about the person. Dibur, you could find out the information going online, in a message. You find out from a friend. What did the king say about you? What did he say about you? What did your friend say about you? Amira has a connotation that you are being spoken to ponim el ponim, face to face, one person direct. And that's how over here he explains in this long Rashi over here. I'll read very quickly over here. It said now the problem over here is the word li does not fit, because li means to me. The word li would be only appropriate in the word Rashi, omar li. The word amira means he spoke directly to me, ponim el ponim. That's where you say the word li. Dibur does not mean Hashem spoke to me directly. Hashem spoke to somebody else about me. So therefore, the word li is not appropriate. Therefore, but it does say the word li here. How then are we going to explain? We have no choice but to loosely translate the word li not to me, but it means about me. So Rashi here is telling us that the word li here is not really being translated precisely as we would expect, because it's juxtaposed to the word diber, which means a speech that's not by definition spoken to the person. It is spoken to the angels. Maybe Hashem spoke to himself. He said this to himself. He said this to the Malachim. He said this to the world, but he did not say it directly to me. So when it says the word li means about me, litzorchi, concerning me, k'moy asher diber olai, it would have been more appropriate for the pasuk to say asher diber olai. V'chein kol li v'loi v'lohem, anytime you have one of these three words, hasmuchem etzel dibur, then you have no choice but to translate it to mean mifurashim b'loshen al, concerning. And the targum then, when you have word li v'loi v'lohem, the targum shalom would be alai, alohi, and alehoin. She'enovel, it's not appropriate. Eitzel dibur l'shan li v'lev elohem. Ella elai elav aleihem. V'targum shalohem imi. And the targum, if the literal targum would li v'lev elohem would be imi, ime, imhoim. That would be the little. And the only time that would be appropriate is if the word li v'lev elohem appeared next to the word amir. Aval eitzel amira noifel l'shan li v'lev elohem. And what does it say in the targum? Just to go back. And to make sure, in the Targum says, what does the Targum say? Hashem, v'di malel li. So we got a big problem. Now we can appreciate what Rashi over here is doing. Rashi over here is very, very disturbed. Yasher v'di malel li. What? The Targum did not even translate the word li. What is going on? It's exactly what is bothering Rashi. Okay, Rashi is bothering. Asher diber li means litzor ki. Hashem spoke about my needs. So what is the correct targum? The targum should have said, the targum should be alai. Alai. That's what the targum should have said. Okay, it should have said the word alai. And if you want to say to be taken literally, li means to me, then the targum should have said the word. Rashi, if the targum would want to disagree with Rashi, and you don't want to say litzarki, then the Targum should have translated the word li to mean, which word should be imi. That's the correct word. So we have here a big, big problem. Rashi over here is kind of making a very big fuss about this. And if you wouldn't learn the Targum, like me, who never learned the Targum, not for you people, not for you, you who Baruch Hashem have this opportunity, have no clue what is the whole purpose of this long Rashi. What's the purpose of this Rashi? What is, remember, you know, the sequel, what's bothering Rashi? What's bothering Rashi and gives him no rest is that the Targum of this pasuk says Vidi Malel Li. That's not the right word. It should say Vidi Malel Alai. And if the Targum wants to disagree with Rashi and say that the word Li means directly to me, and the word Dibur can also be a reference, a communication that's done directly to the person, then the Targum should have said Imi. That's the Aramaic word for the word Li. And look what the Targum does. None of the above. He breaks all the rules and he gives us a Hebrew translation for the word Li. As if the Targum wants to say, you know something, this is very controversial. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved in this. Leave me alone. What do I need to get involved and get screamed at? I'm going to leave it blank. I'm just going to take the Hebrew word and put it in the Targum without translating. So it's a very, very fascinating thing that's going on over here in this Targum. He doesn't want to do Rashi over here. He's very, very disturbed. What do you take out of the Targum? Take out of the Targum. The Targum, the fact that he leaves it alone, he seems to want to say both. You know, he wants to say that this expression, V'asher Diber Li, maybe he wants to learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed did speak directly to Avraham Avinu, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke indirectly at another point in time to Avraham Avinu. There was more than one communication where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, you're going to give you this land. And maybe in one communication it was direct, one it was indirect. So the Targum wants to leave it purposely vague to him in order to allow himself to incorporate both of them together. Rashi obviously does not want to do that. Okay, then we have Asher Nishvali. That was by the Bris, Bein HaBesorim. And the Targum doesn't go there. The Targum doesn't get involved in that. He just says, Asher Divadi Kayem Li. Lemei Mar saying. Now, let me go take a look over here at the Ma'at Sari. Maybe he will shed some light on this. Ayin Rashi, Shemash. I'm going to go over here with this very quickly. Shemash, 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 Avokar here, the Mizrahi, her of Avraham Mizrahi, Shalom, once again, Mizrahi, Shalom, Mizrahi, Shoya, Royal Targum came, Avalifanenu Targum, Diberli, and then Lashna Mikra, he basically, he bavarns everything that we just said, everything I just told you over here, also the Bonim is Zar Echa, okay, everything that we said he's not explaining, he makes all the issues. Okay, so we learned over here something very important today, at least we learned this, is this one Pasik. We have over here three yesoidos in this Rashi. Number one, we have Asher Nishpa, Asher Diber Li, Asher Nishpa Li. Rashi learns it means concerning. And that would demand that the Targum translated Milel Alai, Kayem Alai, concerning me. Because the word Diber is a word that is not used when you're speaking directly to a person. The shocking thing is the Targum did not do that. The Targum did not translate it Alai, and he did not even translate it the correct, the literal meaning of Imi. That's number one. Number two, we mentioned this other idea. Lekochani, he learns, guided me, not took me. And number three, we learned when it says Lazar Acha, this would seemingly mean in the plural to all of your children, and yet the Targum says it refers specifically to your son, Yitzhak. Okay, next pasuk Ches. V'im loisa v'hoish aleches achalecha. What happens? Now Avram, after the long introduction, he goes back and he tells Eliezer, listen, if this woman does not want to come after you, if you find a girl, and this is the shidduch, this is the magic shidduch, and she does not want loleches achalecha, to follow after you, then v'nikisa, you shall be naki, you shall be clean, innocent. That's a hard word to translate. Mishvuasi zos, from this shvua. Rakes v'nilos sashev shavu. One thing I can tell you, do not dare bring my son back. Do not return my son back where you came from. Now let's take a look over here at the Targum first. Pasuk Ches, a little minute now. Anayim minuk. to do the targum first. Vimlo seve itasol lemeise basrach. If the woman does not want, okay, the word seve means want this woman to follow you, then you know what? Usehe zakoah. And the word zakoah means you're innocent. You're an innocent person. You're free, I guess. Mi mo mosido. Now, what does that word mean? Mi mo mosido. Normally, a shvua, ordinarily the Targum translates with the word kiyem, which means a shvua. We have to see what this means. Da. L'choid only, one thing I demand of you, means rak. Yosgri, my son, lo sosev, l'tron, do not bring my son there. Under no condition am I giving you permission to allow Yitzchok to leave Eretz Yisrael and go back to Aram Naharaim. And what does Rashi say? V'nikisa mishvuasi. You're free. So Rashi is not coming to translate the words. He's just telling you what should you do. V'kach le'isha mibnos oner eshkol umamre. Okay, so we have over here, these were Avraham Avinu's three friends. He had three friends. That's pretty good. Most people don't even have one real good friend. Avraham Avinu had three good friends. Oner, Eshkol, Umamri. So why didn't Avraham Lechatchila want to marry, take a daughter from his good friends? The girl next door. What's wrong with the girl next door? Oner, Eshkol, Umamri. These were his friends. So what does he say? Quickly, what does he say?
He says they were Canaan also.
Also, somebody.
He has a whole different drush than Rashi. He just said, it's a strange thing. The Ramban says that Avraham told him, you're free, and wherever he gets a wife, Hashem will do as he sees fit. This is the word of the Ramban. It says, Avo sheyia upater, zeha toev, ve'ein av yaser. What Hashem wants, he will do.
Okay. Okay, whatever it is, he says, honor Eshkol Mamre, Rak es bini, Rak miyutu, bini in the choizah of Yaakov ben bini sefer lachsa. So the word is Rak is doing, Rashi over here is not going into little words. Rashi is making a drosha. Rak means only Yitzchak will not return to Eretz to that land, but Yaakov Avinu indeed will go back to Aram Naharayim to Lavan. He lived there for 20 years. 20 years he lived with Lavan. Okay, next pasuk. Vayosem, now finally we go through the shul. Vayosem, whatever that's, Yadu Tachas Yerich Avraham, he positioned the slave. Here, Eliezer is called the Evet. Okay, he's always called the Evet over here. Okay, everything over here, he calls over the Avdoi Zikan Beso. Vayavram Zokain, and he says to Avdoi Zikan Beso. Remember, yesterday we described, what does it mean, Zikan? There are different gear sites in the Targum. The Hakim Beso, or means the Saba, the elder of his home. Here he's just called the Evet. No more titles. He loses the cover of being called the Zakan Beso. Vayosem or Evet as Yod Tachas Yerech Avraham Adon of his master. Vayishov Alo, he swore to him Al Hadavar Hazeh. There's no Rashi here. And the Targum says, Vishavi means he set Avdol Yos Yod Tachos beneath Yarchad Yarucham, Bibone his master. The Kayimle, he swore to him, Al Piska Mohode. Now, I tell you, I want to go back 1 second. I didn't do that. I've got to do this. From the Shvua, Mi Mosamido. How come over here we have a different word for the word Shvua? So over here, it says, Hutirgim Shvua. He just takes note of it, okay? Over here in this safe of the Ma'atzar, he does take note that it's not what we expect. Unfortunately, though, he does not give us any Bayer. There's something over here going on over here in this Targum. Why he translated the word with a different word. Okay, he doesn't tell us. I don't have any commentary to look to, so we have to go further. Now we go to the next part. Pasuk Yud. Vayika, vayikach evet. The slave took asara gmalim, 10 camels. Migmalei adonav, from the camels of his master. Vayilach, and he went. Vicholtuv adonav biyadoi. All of the good things of his master were in his hands. What does it mean, the word tuv? We have to see what that means. Vayokav, he got up. Vayelch, he went, El Aram Naharayim, the famous Aram Naharayim, El Ir Nochar. Could you imagine if we knew exactly where Aram Naharayim was? Picture this, Mayor, you listening to this? Mayor's going to laugh when I tell you this. Mayor, you listening? Calling Mayor. Is Mayor listening? All right, I don't know, what happened to Mayor? Oh, here he comes.
Testing 1, 2, 3, I hear you.
Could you imagine if we knew exactly, man, listen to this, I have to see you laugh, I have to turn on the screen to see if you can laugh when I tell you this. Could you imagine if we today can identify precisely where Aram Naharayim is, where he arrived? He went, Aram Naharayim, Al-Ir Nochar, to the city, to the exact location where the well was. You know what there would be? There would be posters all over Flatbush, all over Bar Park, all over the world, telling you, if you only give us, send in a donation to the Kupat Ha'ir, the Kupat Ha'ir will send Shaluchim to this location of Aram Naharayim, Ir Nachar, where Eliezer arrived, and they will be mispalul for you there for a shidduch for the person of your choice. It'll
they
be
can
a segula.
They can be a shliach to be mekadesh for you.
Yeah, but they gotta find the girl. That they can't do. That's too hard. But they'll go to Aram Naharayim.
Why? Eliezer did the same thing.
Can you imagine he comes in the location, can you imagine if we can identify today the precise location where Eliezer arrived and was mispalel to Hashem for a shidduch? That makom must be saturated with kedusha, that if you daven there, melamed shel makom gerem, you get a shidduch. Anyone who needs a shidduch, why go to Amuka? Why go to Amuka? Come better to Aram Naharayim. I have an advertisement. I'll take you to Aram Naharayim to be mispalel for a shidduch in Aram Naharayim, in the location where Eliezer arrived and is mispalel. He meets Rivka, the shidduch of the century. Let's see the target. Udvar. Now look at this. Udvar means he guided. Same exact thing. Vayikach, according to the target, does not mean what they teach you in kindergarten, that he took. He didn't take nothing. He guided. He started traveling and he lifted up his head. He told camels, come with me. Follow after your master. Come with me. He guided. Udvar, he guided. Avda, the servant. Asra gamlin. 10 camels. Migmalei ribone, from the camels of his master. The azal, he went. The chol shafar. This is the word tov. This is a very interesting word over here. Shafar means like the best, which is the way the Targum translates the word tov. Tov means the best. And that's a very, very interesting translation. I'll tell you in a moment. The best of Ribonei be David's hands. The Kami went, the Az Gala, and he went, La Aram. Now here, if you notice over here, it's in bold. Anytime the editor over here puts it in bold, he's telling over here, watch out. It's extra. Di Alf Pras. Whoever said it's Pras, he went to Aram. Naharayim, look at this. See what he's doing over this. This is absolutely amazing what he's doing. He's telling us over here that the word Naharayim, what is Naharayim? It means a Nahar. Unahar yoytze me'edem. Me'edem. V'sham yiporeg v'hoyo la'arbar roshim. And the fourth river was Unahar horvi'i hu thros. So he says Naharayim, the word Naharayim, which really means a double river. A Nahar is Piros, Piras. How would you get, who would know that? How would he went, Aram Naharayim, it's a double river, what he's called Yipros, Makarik, to the city of Dinochar. Now, the word over here, Shafar, really shakes me up. Why? Because, you know, people say, you're the best. Let's say someone says to you, no one says it to me, but let's say someone says to Mr. Rappaport, Mr. Rappaport, you are the best. That's a very nice thing. But some people will say back, what does it mean you're the best? The best normally has a connotation that if you take a collection of items, you can put them in order. This one, let's say, is the most expensive. This one is the second most expensive. This is the third most expensive. They're different metals. How much does an ounce of gold cost? An ounce of silver, an ounce of copper, an ounce of titanium, an ounce of lead. Every item has a value. So we're going to put them in order. The one that is the most expensive, you can argue that if your criteria is value, dollar value, if that is the criteria that you're focusing on, then gold is the best. Because gold is the most expensive. It's the most in today's market. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. I don't know what was years ago. It seems like at some point in time in history, silver was more valuable than gold. As a whole schmooze, what is really more valuable? What is more precious? Is gold precious or silver precious? We're brainwashed. Gold is of course a fortune. Gold is much, much more than silver. It's a joke compared to value. Gold is rare. But was that the way it was always and from time immemorial? Not necessarily. But we look at gold as being the most. So if that is our criteria of value, then gold is the best. Let's say our criteria is softness, or let's say hardness. A metal that is hard. We need something very hard, something very strong. We're building the Brooklyn Bridge. If you want to build the Brooklyn Bridge and you're going to build the Brooklyn Bridge from gold, guess what? No one's going to make it across the bridge. It's going to collapse. It's not strong enough. You need iron. You need, or today we have a modern metal, we have steel. Okay, so but steel is not a natural, that's not a real, that's artificial. You need something that is hard. What is your criteria? So once you define what your criteria is, then you can order the items and you can say the best, and I don't know if I'm even saying this correct, but the best, at least in my limited vocabulary, means this is number one. This is the top. But when you're dealing with a human being, or you're dealing with anything that is abstract, there's no such thing as the best. This is what is correct, what is appropriate, what is needed. You have a person, you have a shidduchim. There's no such thing as the best. This person, these two people are compatible. This person is what this boy is what this girl needs. This girl is what this boy needs. This thing is the best. It is what is appropriate, what is correct. The word shafar, my limited, it means the best. Tov, when you say Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov me'ot, Vayar Elokim yihi'or, Vayihi'or, Vayar Elokim es or ki tov. What, the or is the best? No, it's not. The R is what is correct. The R is what we need in this situation. Let's go back to Ma'aseh Bereishis. We're out of time. We'll finish up very quickly. In Ma'aseh Bereishis, when it says Vayalakim Eso R Ki Toiv, how does it translate the word Toiv? Okay, I'm over here. Pasuk Dalit says Tov. In Parashas Bereishis, we come to the word Tov. The translation is Tov, good. Over here, we have a new word, Tov, which is the same thing as Tov, and it's translated by the Targum as Tov, Shafar, the best, which opens up a lot of questions. Let's see how Rashi translates this. We're quick Rashi, Migmale Adonav Nikodin. What do you mean the camels of Adonav? Now Meir has a very good word on this. Nikodin hayu mishar gimalim shahayu yoitzim zim mumin. The reason why they're called the Gemali Adonav, anyone who saw these camels knew that these were camels from Avram because they had muzzles. They were wearing masks. Zim mumin. Why? Not because they were following any mandates. It's mibnei hagezel. Because make sure they should not eat. Shalo yiru b'stois achirim. V'chol tov Adonav b'yado. What's the word tov? Shtar matana kosav liyitzak al kol asher lo kadei sheyikbitzu l'shloyach loy bita. Why is Rashi saying this? The tov. Rashi is no zecher of the best. Rashi is coming to take issue with the Targum. Whoever told you the word tov means the best, the shafar. It means a gift, and something appropriate. A shtar matana, kosav liyitzak al kol asher lo. Everything. Vayar lekim es kol asher osa, vihinei toiv me'oid. So is Rashi trying to tell us the word toiv means everything? Is that what it means? Maybe. A new translation, the word toiv, v'chol, what's the word v'chol? That's what v'chol. What does it mean, tov? Rashi doesn't really say. Rashi is really avoiding what it really means. He says that the word tuv adonav is a shtar matana, but he's not telling us what the word tuv means. Interesting. Okay? Aram na harayim. Rashi doesn't like what the Targum says that it means paras. Instead, he says it means bein, narayim is nahar, a river, yud mem is plural, bein shtei naharos yoshaves. Between two rivers does it sit. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much for coming and learning with me. Keep me on my toes. Have a wonderful evening.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Take care. Good night.
Good
night. Sei gesund. Norman, have a good night, Norman. Sei gesund.
Good night.
Good night. Take care. Take care. Good night.